Well, 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 what do we have here? A delicious human all by himself on a beautiful Christmas night. Human race is so predictable. Always reacting the same. It's adorable. I can't even lie. But if you hope to get my answers, you better calm down first and listen to me. All right? That's a good little human. So, to answer your first question, no, I'm not a ghost. Well, I mean, kind of, but not exactly. I'm a demon. A very, very powerful demon of lust. A succubus, to be more specific. And I know, you're probably scared right now. But as long as you behave and don't piss me off, I won't have to hurt you. Simple, like that. Now on to your next question. So you asked, where am I, right? Well, let's just say I'm in your head for now, and I'm communicating with you telepathically. I'll show myself whenever I decide the perfect time to do so. To answer the last question now, which was what I'm here to do, if I remember correctly, I don't want much, my sweet little boy. No, not much. I just want all of you. Yeah. You heard me right, cutie. I can see you're shaking a little now. Are you cold? That has to be it. Because it couldn't possibly be because of fear, right? You're not scared of me, are you, human? Of course you are. I can just smell the insecurity and fear hanging in the air. But that's perfectly fine. You see, I like it when my preys aren't too comfortable around me. It would actually be really bad if you were. Because what kind of demon would I be if I didn't make you at least slightly nervous, right? But back to what I'm doing here. You see, we succubi watch human all the time. Mostly for fun. But sometimes for work. Oh yes, we work too. Every year, succubus has to write down at least 50 human boys on a huge list located in hell. And it can't just be any boys, though. It has to be the naughtiest, kinkiest, and the most cute virgin boys of the year. By the end of each year, on Christmas Eve specifically, we have a full list of so many beautiful human boys around the globe. Each one on their list has their picture and their exact home dress attached to them. There's also a ranking for which of them is the naughtiest. And the whole purpose of that list for us succubi is to pick which boy we would like to de-virginize and feed on. You, my dear boy, we're at the number one spot this year. Yes, you heard me right. I was extremely lucky to quickly claim you as mine before any of my sisters could. And that's why I came here, to play with my property. And by the way, if only you could see how jealous my sisters were. They even tried to fight me, you know. What's that? Oh, you don't know why you're on the list? Oh, come on. Do you really need me to remind you of all those naughty audios you listen to every night? Do I need to talk about your jerk-off sessions? I mean, it's not that bad of a subject to talk about, if you ask me. But is it really necessary? Even just the dirty stuff you think about on a regular day basis. Not knowing that there are all kinds of creatures like myself who can hear those thoughts. Do you think I don't know about your GW Ray, Reddit, and Soundgasm adventures neither? Why so silent? Are you ashamed? I told you, I'm a powerful demon, and you can't fool me. Now, since you know what's up, are you ready to play with me, human? You didn't expect me to suddenly appear behind you like that, did you? I hope you don't mind my hands on your chest, and my drooling mouth making a mess over your shoulder. Nuh-uh, you can't move, baby. I've paralyzed you with my magic spell. You shouldn't have stood up that bad earlier. If you just kept lying still, maybe I'd come from the side then. And I wouldn't press against you so tightly. Now you just have to deal with it, baby. You like how my warm breath tickles your ears as I whisper? It works on almost everyone. Let me explore your body. I really appreciate that you sleep with only your underwear on. Now I don't have to rip anything into pieces with my beautiful little claws. Well, they look like normal nails right now, because I'm in a human form. But don't let my sweet look and soft feel fool you. I can be very dangerous and aggressive. So don't fuck with me, human. Or you will have to learn what the beast in me is capable of doing. Understand? Good. Good. I won't hurt you if you don't cause me any bigger trouble. I'm just going to fuck your brains out tonight, feed myself with cum, and leave you in peace. Speaking of fucking, I see there's quite a nice bulge forming down there in your pants at this right moment. Look at you. Despite still being scared, you're also getting turned on. What's this, huh? Is it just the thought of a beautiful and powerful demon like me wanting to fuck the shit out of someone like you? Or is it because I'm this close and intimate with you? And the fact that I have full control over your body right now? I'll tell you what. This doesn't have to be a horrific experience. Just admit you want me to take your virginity, and I'll be much gentler in my approach than I originally planned. Sounds good, right? Say it then. Say I want you to fuck me. Admit it, human. That's a good boy. I knew it. All right then. As promised, I'll take it slower with you. Now. Or at least for now. Even though you're still looking so delicious that I could just eat you right up. You are so tasty. I saw that gawk twitch when I did that. Did my wet tongue feel good against your blushy cheek? You know, being a sex demon, I have a lot more to offer than a regular human girl. One of the things is my tongue, as you just experienced. It's very wet, and I can stretch it really long if I want to. Can you imagine how great it would feel to have your cock inside of my skillful mouth while my magical tongue is wrapped tightly around your shaft, stroking you and squeezing you with it while I'm sucking you at the same time? I bet you would come immediately. Oh, yeah. I definitely can't wait to taste that hard cock of yours. I bet it's absolutely delicious. And so is that white semen in your balls, probably. Look at your ass, too. You're just too fucking sexy. That's for hiding from me for so long, before I discovered you. Do you like my tail, by the way? Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? That's why I didn't hide it when I was transforming into this human form. How does it feel against your bare thigh? Nice and soft, huh? Would you like me to slip it inside of your underwear and check on that boner of yours? Yeah, let me see what I'm working with. Oh, yeah. Quite a nice package you have down there. It feels amazing against my sensitive tail. Oh, yeah. It's so sensitive. Playing with it makes my nipples all nice and hard. I'll let you feel them in a second. For some stupid reason, I have a top on, so let me go ahead and take that off. It's weird that my transformation generated it for me in the first place. I guess it's a side effect of entering the human's world. Anyways. Here. Feel those gorgeous tits of mine. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, just enjoy, baby. And also enjoy my tail as it's massaging your balls right now. Close your eyes and moan with me. Just like this. I like how full those balls are. Full of wonderful boy cum. And I'd love to play with them forever. But you're probably curious how I look now, right? You aren't paralyzed anymore, so you can turn around. Slowly, though. Don't make any funny moves. Do you like what you see? Bet you didn't expect me to be this beautiful, huh? I formed my body off of your mind's picture's perfection. Your favorite eyes and hair color. The perfect size for tits. Perfect ass shape. Every little detail. Except I couldn't hide those horns of mine, of course. But you don't mind them, do you? They can be pretty handy. For example, you can grab them while I'm giving you a blowjob. And then make me suck you how you want. I'm very proud of them, by the way. They grew great over these centuries due to all the sins I've committed. The tip of them is also extremely sensitive, even more so than my tail. But unfortunately, it's very easy to get your finger cut by them if you play with their tip. So I won't ask you to play with them for that way. All right now, why don't you lay back for me? Just like this. Now let me get on top of you and... Did you think I was just going to let you fuck me and end the fun this quickly? Silly boy, I just wanted to kiss you. Come here. Come back here. I'm not done. Not bad for a virgin boy. Hey, what's with that worried expression all of a sudden? Oh, you noticed my fangs, huh? Don't worry, they're sharp and could break your skin pretty easily indeed. But that would hurt you badly, and I don't have a reason to hurt you. I'm not a vampire, after all. And as tasty as it must admit human blood is, I'd much rather just kiss and please your neck than bite it. Just like this. You know, you're even prettier when I look at you this close. It's too bad I can't take you to hell with me. I take such good care of you, just as good as I take care of all of my other pets over there. Suck on my tits now, won't you? That's nice. But I like it when you suck on them a little harder, so don't be gentle. Oh, that's good. So how are you liking your Christmas holidays so far this year? Now, keep sucking on my tits. You don't need to answer me. I know it's the best Christmas of your life. Look at you, such a good boy. Worshipping a demon. Do you know how big of a sin it is on such a day? But you don't care, do you? No, you're just eager to obey me. Eager to get a reward. Alright, that's enough for now. You can stop sucking me. You did a good job, human, and I'm proud of you. Oh my, look at the boner over there. Right now, your dick is practically dying for attention, isn't it? Let me pull down your underwear with my tail, and... there. I threw it on this floor somewhere on the behind me. Wow, look at that pre-cum. There's so much of it leaking out of your cock. Well, I've teased myself long enough. I can't do it any longer. I'm hungry. Give me that cock and I'm gonna just suck it. It's so tasty. Just like I knew it would be. Hey, remember what I told you about my tongue before? How can I suck you with my mouth and stroke it with my tongue at the same time? Let me show you what separates a succubus from a real woman. Are you close already? Come on then. Try to come. Come on. I gave you permission. What's the matter, human? Can't come even though it feels like you should be exploding right now? I've told you before, I don't want to end this too quickly. I put another special little spell on you. You can't come until I take that spell off of you. How does it feel down your cock on my throat? Experienced succubus like me could suck on a whole length of this huge horse cock and not even choke once. This day ain't no challenge for me. You wanna come, huh? Coming. Okay, I'll let you finish now. And nope. Aw, I'm sorry. You wanted me to keep going, didn't you? All right. I'll be generous. Come for me now. Not quite. Oh, it's too much fun to torture you like this. Sorry, but I can't let you come before I fuck you. That's what I came here for. And the edging? It's gonna cause your cock to shoot even more of that precious cum for me. I'll give your cock a little break now. Kiss me, human. I love your lips. That cock calmed down a little. Yeah. Well, I trust I can take my spell off of it. You're not gonna come as soon as I sit on you. There's something I need to know before I let you enter me. A succubi pussy is 10 times better than any other pussy. And you're going to experience an extreme, unmatching pleasure. Sex with me will cause you to possibly not enjoy sex with anyone else ever again. Unless it will with another succubus, of course. That you have too much of a choice, but I'm telling you so that you're not surprised in the future. Now, let me get on top of you again and give you the best Christmas gift ever. My wet and tight little demon pussy. Perfect size. You rolled your eyes back. Is this too intense for you already? Do you feel like coming inside me? Don't disappoint me now, human. You're going to hold that cum inside for as long as I make you. Are we clear on that? Good. Let me pin you down to your bed by your wrists. I want you to look into my eyes as I'm about to fuck you. Yes, just like that. And don't look away. Ready, human? Here we go. That's right. Feel that pussy slowly milking that hard cock of yours. Oh, fuck yeah. I can already feel how your sexual energy is starting to power me up. After this, I'll be even more beautiful and stronger. Oh, yeah. You like that faster pace, don't you? So do I. It feels incredible. Oh, fuck, I'm getting closer. You just lay still and take this, and don't you dare come. These felt so good after so much teasing. Well, since I've had my fun, I'll let you come now. Let me ride you a little faster and finish you off inside my pussy. You won't hold back anymore. Just let it go. Dirty little slut boy. I bet you love it. Oh yeah, it's coming, isn't it? I can feel it. Come for me, human. Feed me all of that healthy semen. make me proud. Shoot it in me. And one, two, fuck, three. Fuck, I came again. Good job, human. You came in me. Well done, cutie. So far, you're my favorite. And that means something because I devirginized quite a huge amount of human boys over all these years. Who knows? I may visit you from time again. If you keep being as naughty as you were this year, you can do that, right? Just keep listening to those dirty little audios. And you might just be rewarded. No, I'd love to stay here and chat the whole night with you. But it's Christmas. Not exactly the best time for a demon to visit the earth. I don't want to have to deal with any angels on my mission to save you or anything like that. So, until next time, beautiful human boy. It was fun, but now I must go. Merry Christmas.